Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Shahida.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
And specifically, welcome back to another segment of How I Almost Got Kidnapped.
Yeah. So we have two new stories for y'all, and it will be the same dynamic as the last video. Mm-hmm. Shahida will tell us a story, and then I'll do the same.
And then we'll do commentary and all that. But yeah, thank you so much if you tuned in again for another segment. We appreciate it. We appreciate the support. And hopefully y'all are enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So let's get to another story of how I almost got kidnapped. So this one came from a college friend. And I mean, it is like kidnapping, but it's also hits the lines of stalking, mm-hmm. which is, I feel like, very scary mm-hmm. as well. So this is our mutual friend from college, and she did want to remain anonymous, so we will call her Alex. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have like the little notes here, so that's mm-hmm. what I'm gonna be. So Alex finished her undergrad, and after that she began, you know, her real adult life and turned to working out as a hobby, a way, you know, to get distracted from the real mm-hmm. world. And, you know, props to her, because I never made it there. So she took working out very seriously, and she still does till this day. And, you know, she was even changing her eating habits, and it was paying off. Like, she was seeing the results on mm-hmm. her body, and we're like, yes, get it, girl. She was healthy, and she looked good, and she felt good, which was important. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the gym she was going to was super convenient to her for many reasons. You know, it was close to her house, and it allowed her to work out in the mornings before heading out to work. It was the perfect fit for mm-hmm. her and her schedule. And so Alex at the time was 23 years old and was going 5 days out of the week to this specific gym mm-hmm. to work out. And so there at the gym, she met this guy with the name of Aaron. And Aaron approached her and started a conversation, which is wonderful. Like, that's what you want to happen at the gym, for a guy to come and converse with you. And it was a normal conversation. Like, she did not think much of it. She didn't go much into it. You know, it's just a very on the surface type of conversation. But that's basically what kind of opened the doors to the interactions mm-hmm. that were going to happen within the next few days. So this kind of started like the high and bye, simple, how are you conversations. But then it turned a little weird. She says that he started working out around her. And, you know, again, Alex didn't read much into it because, you know, it was a public place mm-hmm. and maybe they both had the same schedule, which is, you know, pretty normal for most adults, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like working out in the mornings. So I think more than anything, she was just like minding her own and not trying to pay attention to this dude. So that's what happened. There was a point in time where Alex was out of town for a whole week. She was in vacation at Cancun, living her best life. when all of a sudden she gets like this random text, and the text asks if she is okay and why hadn't she been at the gym for some days now. And so, you know, she kind of sees and she's like, who is this number? Like, who is this person? Well, it turned out to be Aaron from the gym. But the weird thing is, like, she never gave him her number. Like, mm-hmm. again, like, these conversations were just very everyday small talk conversations. Mm-hmm. It's not like they were cool. It's not like they were friends, right?
They never texted before.
And then texted. And especially if you didn't give out the number, like, then mm-hmm. who did? How did you get that
There's
information?
There's, like, no mutual friends between yeah. them, you know?
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, that should have been the first red flag. So yeah, like Steph said, like, they didn't have any mutual friends. They weren't friends on social media, nothing, right? Mm-hmm. It was literally just like the hi-bye and the gym that were connecting these two people. Mm-hmm. So she critiques herself here a bit, and she told us to emphasize that you gotta go with your gut feeling and not be afraid to speak up, or to not be afraid to be mean when someone violates you in any way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a big mistake that a lot of us make. Mm-hmm. Like, we try to be polite and we try to like not be rude, but in reality, like,
they were being rude in the first place.
Yeah. You know? Or like, it's just like, how the heck did you get my number? Yeah. You know?
Or like, if you were going to text her, like, maybe explain where you got the number. Like, hey, like, mm-hmm. I was worried. I didn't see you for a couple of days and I asked around for your number. But like, without no explanation, to me, it was like,
it's strange. And also, it's kind of like a little, I don't know, like, how close did Aaron think they were para que la buscara? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you have someone at the, like, I think about like college classes, right? And I think about how, like, you know, you have your unassigned seat. And so you have that unassigned person that sits next to you.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden that person doesn't come. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't really go out of my way to be like, hey, are you okay? Because at the end of the day, like, we don't know each other. We're just mutuals in, like, this setting, you know?
Yeah. Like, it could be anything for her to stop going to the gym. Like, maybe she just changed gym, you know, or maybe she just doesn't want to work out anymore. Like, there's a lot of things.
So, I mean, it's sweet, right? But it's also just a little like, and so, yeah, so she was a bit weirded out by the situation. I would too. But she decided to reply and not question how he obtained her phone number. And then, así quedó eso. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, he texted her in the morning saying, I am in the area. I can pick you up. No, you can't. Don't, you know? And after this, she, you know, obviously, like, her gut feeling was telling her that something was off, and then it was just red flags. So she ended up switching her schedule, and she started to go to the gym in the evenings, which I think was pretty smart, you know, like, just get rid of this person. But then guess what? He then picks up the pattern that she actually started coming in at the evenings. And so then he starts making his way at the gym at the evenings. So he also changed his whole schedule, which is, again,
creepy.
It's creepy. It's strange. Like, why? Like, why would you go out of your way para estar al mismo, like, schedule que ella?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. And again, it's not like they're friends, you know? Yeah. Like, if they were friends, that would be something different, but it's not like they're friends. And so, you know, Alex kept this in mind. And so Alex, every time that she would exit the gym, she noticed that he would exit around the same time that she did. Like, it was either a little bit after or a little before her, but it was always around the same time. And so Alex said that one time, you know, she's paying attention to, like, these small details. And so she decides, okay, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to leave 15 minutes past what I usually leave, right? A little later. And I feel like I would have started doing the same thing. And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to stay a little behind and, you know, maybe just kind of wait for him to leave. Like, a ver qué hace, right? Like, if this is his also usual time of leaving, he has to leave, right? And so she's kind of waiting. She's kind of waiting. And she finally exits and she starts to walk towards her car. And that is when she notices that his car is parked right next to her car. What a coincidence.
That's scary.
That, like, you know, and Alex said, you know, she felt so unsafe and she felt as if she had no control, which I feel like I would too. And I don't blame her for feeling that. But she was smart. She went back to the gym and stayed for an extra 30 minutes. Like, she ran back inside. And I think that's great. Like, do not walk to the car. Do not try to get to your car if he's that close.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I hope y'all are enjoying this new segment, How I Almost Got Kidnapped. And if you want to listen to the whole episode, head on over to our YouTube channel where y'all can see us in video. And y'all can find us on YouTube under Cuento Crimen Podcast, or you can click on the description link down below. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Again, thank you so much, and we'll see y'all there.